Derek, and welcome to You Are Not Alone with Derek. On today's episode, it has been titled One at a Time. Life, we don't have to figure it all out about what we are going to do next. We don't have to have our end plan in our heads. We have been brainwashed that before you begin something, you have to know where it's going to end or how you are going to end it. But unfortunately, no. That is not how life is supposed to be lived. Imagine you've just recovered from a terrible sickness and you are thinking about how you will get back to how your life was before. And then you spend your life or some part of your life in anxiety and depression, thinking of how you would get back to how you were before or who you were before. It is all wrong. But what we should rather do is focus on the seconds, on the minutes, on the hours that we are going to spend in our recovery process. You don't have to think about how your life is going to be or how quick you are going to recover. No, you don't. What you have to do is focus on the next second, the next minute, the next hour, the next day. That is how you focus on or you channel your strength to recovery. You started a new relationship, and then since your old relationship didn't work out, in this relationship you are wondering how long it's going to last. You spend part of the relationship wondering how long your partner is going to stay alone, how long your partner is going to stick. It's going to stick around. No. Meanwhile, you can channel that energy in celebrating, in living every second, every minute, every day of the relationship, living it in happiness. Our lives shouldn't be figured all out from the beginning. All we have to do is take the leap or take the step of faith, and then every other thing comes in. People on YouTube will tell you, before you begin, you have to have an end plan. No. We are human beings, and our human beings are limited. And with this limitation, we wouldn't know what will happen next. We wouldn't know what will happen in the next minute. So what we have to do is focus on the little or the smallest amount of time that we have. Let's focus on the minutes. Let's focus on the hours. Let's focus on the days. Let's focus on the weeks. Our marriages, we don't have to start thinking about the next 20 years to come. We don't have to start thinking about the next 10 years. No. Let's focus on today. Because if we can get over today, definitely we can get over the next day. And so can we do in the next day. So can we do in the next year. So the gradual processes is what we have to focus our recoveries on, our relationships on, our marriages on. Our lives basically should be based on the small moment. Life is not measured in years, but rather life is measured in the seconds that turns out to be minutes, that turns out to be hours, which turns out to be days, and days turns out to be weeks, weeks into months, and months into years, years into decades, and it followed suit. You don't measure life in years, and break it down. No. No. We spend life in the smallest amount of time that we have. Life is measured in the smallest amount of time. So what we have to do is live our lives in the smallest amount of time. And assure us that our lives will never be the same. So let's take it one at a time. One at a time. If you are being asked what you are going to do about this new job, your reply should be one at a time. If someone asks you, how is your recovery going? Your response should be one at a time. If someone asks you, how are you going to survive in this month, since you've utilized all your monthly salary in the first week, your response should be one at a time. Life should be lived one at a time. And surely, we will get there. Thank you for joining You Are Not Alone with Derek. I'm glad to have you right here on this channel. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and share to your family and friends. Thank you. See you same time, same day. Thank you.